Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Picture this. You've just completed an amazing sales month. You've blown your numbers out of the water, and the team has been firing on all cylinders. And now you wake up to a new month. And guess what? The pipeline is dry. While your sales team was spending all of its time last month closing all the deals in the pipeline, it clearly wasn't spending any time prospecting. And in fact, once you and your company is finished celebrating that big month or that big quarter, you've probably woken up to a champagne hangover and a troubling realization. We call this the sales trap. So, what is the primary reason that companies fall into this sales trap? And generally, unknowingly fall into it? I believe it has a lot to do with three things. One, complacency. Two, consistency. And three, a general dislike for prospecting. Because let's face it, most salespeople don't enjoy cold calling, asking for referrals, or qualifying opportunities, the grunt work of sales. So when orders and sales start flowing in as a result of good prospecting in the past, a sales team's tendency is to think that the fire hose has finally been turned on and they will never have to do the boring drudgery of sales prospecting again. What most teams forget, however, is that all of that hard work that got them to that point may have been 5 or 6 months ago. It may have taken you 6 weeks of hard prospecting to get the pipeline full and to the point where you could close the sales. Unfortunately, that blissful forgetfulness often causes you to neglect the activities that led to the full, healthy pipeline. So as a result, when sales are closed, won or lost, and the month or the quarter is over, you wake up to find there's nothing left. You've literally drained the pipeline dry. And now, all of a sudden, there is no one to sell to. So what can you do about this? Well, salespeople, sales teams have to start back at square one and get busy prospecting again. Of course, in the weeks and months that it takes you to fill that pipeline, there's no new sales coming in. So ultimately, that's the definition of the sales trap. It's a failure to understand that prospecting you do today is going to yield you profits in the weeks, months, maybe even years to come. So if you don't prospect on a regular basis, you won't be able to drive revenue on a regular basis. The biggest pitfall for all sales leaders is forgetting how much time it takes to build a healthy pipeline. So when sales reps have this really successful quarter or month, leaders can be blinded by that success and they forget how important it is to continue prospecting while closing all of those deals. So stay tuned for a future podcast where I'm going to share ideas on how you can continue that prospecting and make sure that you don't fall into the sales trap.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.